this is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, yeah! That's right. What's up, people? Welcome!
Uh-oh. Many people complaining because the audio feed's down. Hey, what can I say? It is madness. It's March madness. All over the world. As the tournament to crown the 2010 NCAA basketball champion has begun. Welcome to the show. My name is Ray Lytle. It's great to be here. It is Chubby Ray Live. We do this show each and every weekday afternoon from 4:30 until 6 Central Time. It is fantastic to be here on this, what is a beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. Gorgeous. Got the window, it's gorgeous outside. I have the sliding door open right in front of where I broadcast from because the weather is so perfect. As always, I am joined by my co-host in this little venture we call Chubby Ray Live. I would like to introduce them to you. They are the one and only Senor Gully and a man who shares the same nickname with Sandra Bullock's husband's penis, Vanilla Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
And by the way, my wife pointed out, she said she read the story about Sandra Bullock's husband, and she said Gorilla didn't read the whole story. I go, what do you mean? She goes, the story that Gorilla was reading, if he would have continued reading it instead of stopping early, he would have noticed. And for those that don't know what we're talking about Jesse James, who's married to Sandra Bullock, allegations of his cheating and all this stuff. If you would have continued reading the article, you would have known that Jesse James has a nickname for certain things.
It apparently wasn't in the article that I read.
And the nickname for his manhood is Vanilla Gorilla.
What are you going to do?
I love it. I started laughing. I go, you got to be kidding me. She goes, no, Gorilla. She goes, I read the whole story. She said she heard it, and so she started looking around, read the whole story, and it was in there.
Great.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I'll have to thank God for that one later.
I wonder who was named first.
Gorilla, is your penis named Jesse James?
You should name it now.
My penis is named the General.
You should name it Jesse James in honor of him.
No, my penis is named the General. It gives me the orders. I just follow it.
So, am I the only one that's been watching basketball today?
Yep.
Because I've been watching basketball all day. I've been basketball crazy. I mean, it's been a great day of hoops, unless you're a Notre Dame fan or a Vanderbilt fan. You're not so happy about it then, but some pretty exciting games. The first two games that started today both went into overtime. That's a rarity. That's pretty good. When you get overtime in basketball games, you're on a nice roll. And that's what we had. We had BYU and Florida go into double overtime. And we had Villanova, the second-ranked Villanova. All right, number two-ranked Villanova versus number 15-ranked Robert Morris.
College was in this?
Well, yeah, but not the Robert Morris in Springfield. This is Robert Morris. This is
I was all excited all of a sudden. I was like, I'm going to have to watch this.
This is the big Robert Morris, the one in Pennsylvania.
No. Ours is the good one, though.
Yeah, but I think they're all connected. I just think the main one is in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
And they made it all the way to number 15. I mean, they were ranked number 15. They made it all the way to overtime, excuse me.
all of this is double books to me. I have no idea.
They were winning by 8 points with, I think, only a few minutes left. And Villanova finally turned it on. So there you go. That's a good question about the Robert Morris College, though. I think they're connected, but the main campus is in Pennsylvania. That's the school that was in the tournament today. Somebody should check into that for me. Somebody should fact check that.
I'm busy right at this moment. Hold on.
What are you doing exactly, Gorilla? What are you so busy doing?
I'm actually looking for a picture, so give me just a little bit.
I tried to use your camera program that you told me about, and it doesn't work.
Yeah. What does it mean it doesn't work?
I can't get it to work. And
noob.
Still sent.
Noob.
Call me a noob.
Noob.
And still send the feed to the room.
Noob.
I so hate that word.
Don't you noob me.
Noob.
It's not quite the other word that's close to it. And it's just annoying. I really hate that word.
I see what I gotta do. Okay, hold on. We'll see if I can switch this over. So I have to switch over to this.
Right.
Okay.
Somewhat of a technophobe.
Well, I don't know. I never know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Noob.
I guess it makes sense. There we go. How's this? Is that better?
Much better.
Noob.
Yeah, you might
get rid of the logo.
Yeah, the logo is probably not such a great thing.
How do you get rid of the logo?
Hold on. I'll tell you exactly how to do it.
Thank you.
On the effects, go to text over video.
Yeah.
And then it says show minicam logo and just check the box.
Ah, thank you.
Much better. Yay.
Thank you. Senor Gorilla.
See, now you can have like a scrolling thing for advertisers.
I can have scrolling things for everybody. Thank you, Gorilla.
You're welcome.
You're very kind, sir. You're very kind, good sir. My heavens.
Any gentleman-like.
Yes. My goodness. So hello. It's good to have all of you here.
Hello. Thank you for calling Movie Phone.
Hello. And for those listening live, I thank you. By the way, I got the statistics. I just got the statistics, okay, for the show.
I'd like to give a good shout out to Love Songs, too.
No, don't start.
And let me say, I guess very troublesome statistics. We have a new most downloaded and most listened to show. Now, in order to get the Chubby Ray Live Show, there are several ways you can get it, okay? You can watch it live, all right?
Right.
You can watch the show live.
Like Love Songs is doing right now.
Right.
Who's going to sing some John Cougar later? Hand to hold on to.
There are different ways to get the show. You can watch it live. On our camera, it's on the front page of Chubby Ray Live, or chubbyray.com, or you click on the chat and video room, which is actually the best way because you get in the chat room and everything. Go to the chat and video room. You can watch it there and listen to it. You can click on just the audio-only link and listen to it that way, to where it's just audio, and get the show. That's when it airs live. You can click on the recorded video replays. And listen to those and watch those. Or you can download the podcast from iTunes or podcast.com or many other different places that have the podcast. Or you can listen to the podcast on demand by clicking on many different things. There's the podcast Pickle Player is right on the front page of chubbyray.com. You can listen to them that way. Or yep. You can listen on podcast.com and many other sources. So there's a lot of different ways for people to get the show. So occasionally I get statistics on total amounts of listens or views to a show. Another way is I will take the shows and I put them up on another on an instant listen site. If you're on Facebook, you get to clip a thing, and then there's clips of shows and, you know, highlights, clip of the week, clip of the day, things like that that you can also listen to. So there's plenty of different sources for you to get the show. And I got the statistics, and this is since we started Chubby Ray Live, okay? Since the show started, there are the two most listened to shows.
I want to, you know, okay. I want to guess one of them.
I would like for you to guess. Yes, go right ahead.
Episode number 3.
No.
Crap.
No.
The ones when I'm not on.
I don't know who was on and who was off when these shows are on. In fact, I know the shows based on the marquee segment that was on the show. All right. Anybody like to guess? And you can guess by the segment. In fact, guess by the segment what the most listened to shows have been of this program. You can call in if you'd like, 217-883-4667. It's 217-883-4667. You can guess that way if you'd like.
I'd like to guess,
or you can
when
guess
Dog Food Lady
in the
was
chat
on.
Room. You say when Dog Food Lady was on. Although highly listened, not the most listened to. No.
The reason I said episode 3 was that was the episode where it came out that I got a new bed that day.
Yeah, no, that's highly listened to though. That's up there. That's up there.
Can imagine that being popular.
Yeah, that's up there. That's in the top.
There's nothing like a bit of Gorilla's Misery to make everyone listen.
I don't have it in front of me now, but that one is up there. I think it's in the top 5. I made note of the top 2 because I wrote down what we were going to do on the show today was have people guess what the top 2 most listened to segments were. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Everyone needs a hand to hold on to. Everyone needs a hand to hold on to. Don't need to be no strong hand.
Oh, boy.
Don't need to be no rich hand. Everyone just needs a hand to hold on to. Ray, hold on to my hand.
Thank you. Love song.
That's a good way to start the show right there.
You know, it's almost as though I predicted that.
John Mellon Gager Camp, right there.
So in tune as well.
Why would you request that horrible song?
It's not a horrible song.
That's
right?
A pretty bad song. The song's going pretty bad.
The song is irrelevant. It's the fact that love songs can't sing.
Yeah, the fact that he's trying to sing it, that's what makes it bad. You're right.
You know, mm-hmm. I predict the next song he'll sing is Love is a Battlefield.
Really? Stop making these predictions.
Well, we'll just see if it comes true.
Would you like to take a guess? Would you like to take a guess as to what...
I've taken two. Gully
one of the two.
Work.
Yeah, Gully, take a guess. As to what one of the two most listened to shows were.
It pains me to say it, but it's probably going to have something to do with the Hillbilly.
Your guess is with Hillbilly. As is Cowboy Volk in the chat room has said Hillbilly Joe. The most listened to show since we started Chubby Ray Live is the episode that had Hillbilly Joe taking the current events quiz.
It's ridiculous.
Doesn't that sicken you? Doesn't it just sicken you that that's the case?
I'm going to go with number 2. Was the day that everybody found out Linus was still alive. However in critical condition he was.
No. That's like show number 1, right? Wasn't that
show? No, that was like a week and a half in, I think.
Was it?
I think so.
I don't know what the exact number of that show is, so I don't remember if that was on there or not.
Have the numbers, I want to ask you, have the daily numbers, have they spiked in the last week or so?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Hillbilly Joe show was episode number 30, I think, or 20, yeah.
Right, but I mean, have 30, they kind of like gone up? Because I've been telling just tons of people at work.
Yeah, the podcast numbers grow a lot. But the thing with podcast numbers is whenever a new listener comes on, they look at the podcast and we have descriptions underneath the podcast. So you know what the podcasts are about. And I think people see these descriptions. I mean, this is my theory. I don't know for sure. But I think they see the descriptions of what's on the show. And that's what makes them go, oh, I think I'll listen to this. You know what I mean? I think that has something. That's my guess. I don't know for sure. But that's my guess. Yeah, we have, there seems to be new listeners every day that find us. Case in point, show number 3 was listened to for the, you know, had countless views yesterday. And the show has been out for, you know, a while now. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you always get, there's new people every day.
I keep saying show number 3 because when people listen to it today, they're going to go back tomorrow and show number 3 is going to be the most listened to.
Well, it's just, it's weird because new people come in and they listen to like the most current show and then they go, oh, well, let me try to listen to some old ones. And then, like I say, if you go to podcast.com or the Libsyn feed or iTunes, it actually tells you what is on the show. And I think they see the description. They go, oh, this one looks good, or this one looks good. And that's why they pick up, which is why I believe the dog food lady one is up there. It's just not in the top 2. Any guesses on what number 2 is?
No. Okay. Give me a hint. Was it in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes. No, yeah. Well, the show's only, we've only been doing this show for a little bit, so.
It's been like almost 6 weeks now, right?
Really?
Yeah.
It has been within the last, I think it's been within the last month.
Huh.
The number 2 most listened to show since we switched over to Chubby Ray Live is the show that featured my wife calling in and yelling at me.
Yes. That was a great one, by the way.
Yeah. That was
I was egging her on.
That show was number 1. I mean, it was the number 1 show until... Now, let me also say, the Hillbilly Joe show, the one that he's taking current events quiz, that also is the day that Sean Balint practiced singing backup vocals for Two-Ton Baby.
That's not why they listen.
But I'm saying that that's also on there. I don't think they... I don't think they listen just exclusively to the Joe thing. But it also included Sean singing backups or learning how to sing backups. So I think that had a little bit to do with it, right?
Perhaps.
So all of it, you know, it all comes together, I think.
It all fits into place.
Yeah. And I think that all has a little bit of something to do with it. Although the... Because I can't, I mean, I'd hate to think that they listen just because Hillbilly Joe's taking the current events quiz.
Probably. I mean, now you're going to give him a big head. He's going to talk about how amazing, how the show wouldn't survive without Hillbilly Joe.
I don't think he listens or tunes in because he was supposed to be on the show Monday and Tuesday of this week.
And Wednesday of this week.
He's nowhere to be found.
So he's an utter failure.
I'm not even counting on that utter and complete failure to be on this program. Although he promised me he would.
Well, you know what a promise is worth there, then.
Yeah. His promise is not worth the crap it's written on. Unbelievable. I see... Jeff, the bass player of Two-Ton Babies in the chat room. Hey, Jeff. He's the one who saw Piss Pants with me at the Two-Ton Baby gig. We have a phone call. Hi, you're on the air. It's Chubby Ray Live.
We are young.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Heart into heart and we stand. No promises, no demands.
This is horrible.
Because we're in the songs.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
I'd just like to say, love songs, if you could just pay attention to my camera. Look how impressed I am with your singing.
By the way, did you notice that my prediction was right yet again? I predict the next song will be Hootie and the Blowfish, Hold My Hand.
Oh, come on now, stop it.
How does he even know that? I don't even think Love Song knows that song. Does anybody know that song, Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yep.
Good
I'm telling
Lord.
You.
What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm predicting these things. It's what's wrong with Love Song.
All right, so the NCAA tournament is going on. The Jesse James, Sandra Bullock, marital problems going on. Tiger Woods returning to the PGA Tour.
Is Tiger going to get back together with his wife, do you think?
They claim they're living in the same house.
Well, so are Mercy and I. That doesn't mean
right.
that they're getting
we
back
all know
together.
Your marriage is broken up.
Yeah.
Your marriage is irrevocably broken.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
It's no therapy's going to fix that.
No therapy. Dr. Drew couldn't fix those issues.
Well, you know what I mean.
Elmer's glue couldn't put that mess back together again.
As soon as I have an update, I'll share it with you.
Oh, boy. It means it's getting closer, Gully.
He's going to get what they call over here, bin bagged, where he gets all his clothes put into a bag and thrown away.
Who's going to move out, you or her?
Nobody's planning on moving anywhere, right?
Apart from moving to the
I'm
next
I'm just saying when the marriage breaks up, who's got to move out?
I actually don't know.
Just wondering.
I don't know.
Whose name's on the lease?
We actually only had a lease. It was a year lease. We've been here for 8.
Wait a minute. You've rented the same house from a landlord for 8 years?
Yeah.
And you don't even have a lease?
Well, I mean, he's cool about it. We're cool about it. It's not a big deal.
Hmm.
It's not a bad place.
Well, I mean, if you've lived there 8 years, it can't be. But
it's kind of in the middle of the ghetto, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Has the rent gone up or anything?
Nope.
Well, I've let you live. You've had the same landlord for 8 years?
Yeah.
Thank God you didn't buy.
Well, we were actually thinking about buying a house a couple of years ago.
Well, thank God. You imagine having to separate that in the divorce.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that could get messy.
Yeah, it's always messy.
Yep, tit for tat.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live.
Oh, with a little love.
Oh.
And some tenderness. Walk upon the water. Rise above the mess. With a little peace. And some harmony. So take the world together. We'll take them by the hand. Everybody sing with me. Hold my hand.
Girl, I'm looking at you in your camera holding up your lighter. You look ridiculous.
To a place where you can be. Hold my hand. Anything you want to be, because I want a lovely.
I don't want you loving me at all.
I love you, Ray.
Oh, stop it.
You are my sunshine.
Get out of here.
I'm a cloudy day.
My head, I've already fell out. That was amazing.
You know what? People, you got to remember, people listen to this show on the treadmill and stuff through headphones. Do we really want them to have to put up with such loud, annoying noise?
Come on, Ray.
Hey, speaking of...
Love Song's my hero.
Speaking of headphones and treadmills and working out, a guy contacted me today, and I don't want to say anything until the deal is finished, but somebody contacted me today about potentially trading out advertising on the show in exchange for me...
What about me?
Getting workout services.
What about me?
But you won't go through with it.
What do you mean I won't go through with it?
Very undisciplined.
That is not true at all. I've lived in the same place for 8 years. I've had the same job for 9.
Very undisciplined.
So it's going to be Unchubby Ray and Gorilla and Fat Gully.
Well, no, I mean, the odds of me not being fat are pretty slim. I just want to get in a little bit better shape.
No pun intended.
I got the band stuff coming up. You know, I got to be in better shape just so I can play, you know. So, but and I don't want to say anything because we're still working out the details, and the details can crash and burn tomorrow. You know these. You know how these things are.
Yeah. It's very fickle.
And then you know when they do advertise, our listeners have to, you know, contact and see if they're interested in using the product. So. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Please don't be love songs.
Hi, Ray, it's love songs.
Oh, God.
Oh, love songs!
On a serious note here, and I'm not proud to say this, I'm at work the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to the Free Beer and Hot Craft show.
Free Beer and Hot Carl?
Hot Carl, yes. And I'm serious as a heart attack here. I'm listening, and this guy calls, and he's telling a joke. And I'm like, my God, that voice sounds familiar. Well, he keeps going, and all of a sudden it turns to a racist joke, and he hangs up the phone. Well, he said, this guy was from Springfield, Illinois. It turned out it was Marvin.
You know, I did. Somebody told me that. I heard about this.
You know, I think I heard that as well.
I heard somebody told me that it was Marvin.
You know his voice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, remember I told you my radio was on QLZ from Sunday,
yes.
And I got in the car Monday. I think I heard that joke. I think I heard what he's talking about.
I heard about this. I heard about this on Monday or Tuesday. Okay, it was earlier this week. And somebody told me, they said, it was Marvin. I was unclear if it was Marvin or if they were playing one of our old bits or what it was. And then I talked to somebody yesterday, and they told me that Marvin, that it was one of those set-up phone calls. And they hung up on him before, you know, Marvin called. And I mean, basically, it's akin to what Captain Jenks does to Howard Stern, you know, or you know how he calls into CNN stuff, and then he ends up saying Howard Stern. Marvin calls in and gets you to think it's one thing, and then it always ends up being some kind of racist or rape joke, or you know, it's.
It was about a raccoon and a billfold.
Yeah.
And somehow he turned it racist.
That's Marvin. Yeah. So
but no, I heard that, and I thought I'd call and tell you. So.
Yeah. So and then I heard that. And then when he hit him with the twist, as he always does.
Yeah, they dumped it or something.
They dumped it out. Yeah, that's what I was told.
Yeah, it was like Monday at like probably 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but here's the other thing that I was told. It was a best of bit.
I don't think so. Because now that Love Song says that, it clicks in my head.
They played it as a best of bit. It was from a long
time.
I believe
you're right.
It was from about 6 months ago or something, and it was a best of bit. At least that's what I was told, and as you know, I have very good sources for what goes on in that radio station, considering I worked there for 10 years.
Well, considering your brother still works there.
And my brother still works there. Although sometimes I get the feeling if he could have any other job, if he could find any other thing to do, he wouldn't.
So he loves it that much, I take
well,
it.
You know, it's, what do you do? But,
like a hole in the head.
But I did hear that, you know, that it was a best of.
Now that Love Song says that, and he's going to, you know, it clicks in my head that, yes, I remember hearing that. And now that he says it, I do remember it possibly being, because I remember them saying it was from Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah. So I don't understand the whole, they were so offended. They were so offended by his calling in and saying it. But yet, at
they're
the
so
same
generic,
time,
they can't be offended by anything.
They were so offended, but they put it on a best of show?
Yeah, they're so generic, they can't be offended by much.
Yeah.
They're basically any other morning show in this country.
Yeah, it's the same crap.
They're just nothing special.
It's the same, you know.
It's exactly the same over here. It's generic pop crap. It's horrible. I hate it.
Well, they were talking about something else there too. That I was they were talking about the wheelie shoes, and it was like, oh, they're so offensive, and what else should people not wear? What is a cutoff date? And I'm like, you know, I've heard this on 7 other morning talk shows.
I don't even know what that is. So
Yeah, now we're going to talk about it.
No, I would rather they're not.
They're the shoes with the wheels and the heels.
Oh yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care about that.
Just fat people and wheels in general just don't get along.
Yeah, I care less about that. I do know one thing that I saw yesterday, and that was Fox News interviewing President Barack Obama.
It's about time he went on there. Who they? Like Greta Van Strutchen? Was she the one?
No, it was this guy. I've never seen him before, and he interrupted the press. I mean, it was the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen. I could not believe it. He would ask him a question, and then when Obama was answering it, he would interrupt him. And this is what's really troubling to me with this whole healthcare thing. There's a great episode of the show called The West Wing. I don't know if you guys ever watched The West Wing.
One of my favorite shows.
It's a fantastic show and was written by guys like Aaron Sorkin wrote the majority of them, but also written by guys like Lawrence O'Donnell and people like that. Wrote great episodes of shows. And there was an episode of the show they wrote called Process Stories. And Process Stories was about when you have a good idea, okay, and the other side knows it's a good idea, but politically they want to kill it. What you do is you bog the public and the media, you bog them down with process stories. It's an old political trick. It's gone on forever. I mean, I don't know who started it, but both the Republicans and the Democrats have done it. For example, when there was a Republican-controlled Congress and Bush was trying to put through the tax cuts. Remember the stimulus checks we got in like 2004? When every single American got a check for what was like $600 or $800, remember?
I think the one you're thinking of was 2006. They did another one. It was $300.
Okay, there was two of them. You're right. There was one in 2004 and one in 2006. The Democrats didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do the tax breaks. Now, they didn't care about the stimulus. What they were against was the tax breaks that Bush put in there. For example, that's where he put increased tax breaks for outsourcing jobs, and they put and they lowered the taxes for people who make over $500,000 a year. And the Democrats believe you have to tax the wealthy in order to use the money that they give in taxes to create or to spend the tax money that they pay you in order to create opportunity and or fortune for those less fortunate. The Republicans have always believed you cut taxes on the wealthy in order to give the wealthy who run all the companies in hopes that they will that it will trickle down, that the reduced taxes they will pay will mean more profits, and in exchange, those profits will turn into opportunity for those less fortunate. Wouldn't you say that's a pretty good description of what goes on?
Generically, yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically the idea of trickle down.
But when Bush proposed giving every single American, $300 or $600, how do you oppose that when you're the Democrats? How do you go to every single American and say, well, it's a bad idea to get $300 or $600? Because there's nobody that's going to say, no, it's not a bad idea. Are you kidding? They're going to give me $600 freaking dollars. It's a great idea. You know what I mean? How do you tell people it's a bad idea to get money? So what did the Democrats do? They tried to bog down the media and the public with process stories saying they're going to pass these tax cuts by using or by getting this vote or reconciliation, it was at the time. Or, you know what I mean? They basically got everybody worried about how they were going to vote for it. And they bogged it down with process stories. Now, this episode of The West Wing talked about that. It talked about when one side has a great idea and the other side knows it's a great idea and you want to get people not talking about the actual idea, but you want to get them talking about the process. That's when you create process stories. Fox News did an interview with President Obama last night. Every single question was a question about process. And the justification was, well, we got 18,000 emails Mr. President. We got 18,000 emails. And Obama at one point said, listen, the White House gets 40,000 emails a day. You know, I'm sorry, but 18,000, we're a country of 300 million people. So the whole thing was a process. The whole interview, they wanted it to be an interview about process. And every time Obama started talking about the actual health care plan, the guy would interrupt him and go back to the process. It was a really uncomfortable interview. In fact, at the end, the guy who did it, his name was Brett Barr or something. Don't quote me, but I think that was his name. At the end of the interview, he actually told the president, he goes, I want to apologize for interrupting you so much.
Maybe he was trying to be cutting edge, but it came across as being stupid.
Well, he was, and it came across disrespectful.
Yeah.
I don't think the guy's really disrespectful, though. I don't think he's like a Hannity or one of these guys who...
Hannity's not disrespectful either.
Oh, Hannity is extremely disrespectful. He's disrespectful to mankind, to humanity. But, I mean, the interview was so uncomfortable, the guy actually apologized to the president. He was going, well, so-and-so, and this is what gets me. So-and-so wrote me, we have an email from just a concerned voter, and then he would ask this complicated process story that no regular concerned voter would know anything about. The guy obviously went in with an agenda, and Obama had his agenda of wanting to point out the good parts of the bill. And they had their agenda of wanting to keep it bogged down in process stories. And it was a really, really uncomfortable thing to watch. So in other words, I highly recommend watching it.
Would the average viewer buy that this was a legitimate interview, though? It doesn't sound like to me.
Well, the average – you got to remember, though, you know, the people who watch it, and I don't understand – I mean, I can understand the president wants to do interviews with everybody. But the Fox, you got to remember, the Fox News and MSNBC viewers are the viewers themselves. Like, a lot of people give Fox News crap. They say, oh, they're evil, they're this or that. Listen, it's not like people who don't share Fox News' views watch it. I'm a liberal person. I don't watch Fox News because I know they're not a liberal channel. They are preaching to the choir. You know what I mean? It's for a conservative. They're talking to a conservative audience, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a rock music radio station plays what kind of music? They play rock music.
Rock music,
and they play the music for what audience? An audience that likes rock music. Fox News is a conservative news channel. They give their stories are slanted, their opinions are slanted. The crowd they're speaking to is a conservative crowd. The only thing anybody has a problem with is they refer to themselves as fair and balanced. We're the fair and balanced, but they're not fair and balanced. They lean to the right.
Well, that's what I was just about to ask.
It's the same as every single radio station saying, we're the number one radio station. You know it's not true. Of course you're not. Not everybody's. There's only one most listened to station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't have as much a problem with it as other people do. The same with MSNBC when they declare themselves, and they don't use fair and balanced, but they use, I forgot the word. They use something similar, trying to make it seem like they're neutral. And if you've ever watched them, you wouldn't know, Gully, because you live in the UK, but. They're not. They're of course they're not. I like Rachel Maddow. I think she's a great broadcaster. I think she does a really good job of pointing out hypocrisy. But she's preaching to the choir, and her choir leans left, just like Fox News leans right. MSNBC comes at it from a left slant. You know, that's how it is.
Okay, so where's the journalistic integrity?
There isn't. I think that there is a death of news channel. I don't think the neutral news channel exists. And if anybody attempts to be neutral, it's CNN, and their ratings are in the dumper.
Yeah. It's almost like you have to push. Push it as far as you can go to get people to watch.
In order to get people to watch, you have to give them something to agree with. I mean, you know, a prime example is Gorilla and I. I tease him all the time about him being a right-leaning, you know, lunatic. And he teases me about being a bleeding heart, left-leaning liberal. But, you know, he will listen to Rush Limbaugh, and Limbaugh says everything, and Gorilla listens to it and worships him and, you know, takes everything he says as gospel. Meanwhile, somebody like me will choose to believe a more left perspective.
Okay.
You know, it's just how it is. A neutral perspective can be found, but you got to ask yourself, you know, is that what people want? And let's face it, it's hard to be neutral on health care in this country when there's so much money being passed around by the pharmaceutical companies. You mean to tell me
cash exchange in hands?
Exactly. You mean to tell me this? How much money have these pharmaceutical companies spent on television advertising, specifically television advertising?
I could imagine billions every year.
Do you? And they claim that their news integrity is not. They claim that their network news is not the least bit affected by this. But you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me that you're not gonna go easy on the pharmaceutical companies when they're paying you millions and millions of dollars for advertising their products?
Yeah, they're going to push them news stories right down. That's what they'll do.
And if you look at the coverage of healthcare reform, we hear a lot about healthcare reform and the insurance companies and the healthcare providers. You don't hear a lot about how crooked the pharmaceutical companies are. You don't hear it on TV. You don't hear it on Fox News. You don't hear it on MSNBC. You don't hear it on CBS or ABC. You don't hear it on any of these channels, even CNN, because every single one of those stations accept advertising from the pharmaceutical companies. So pharmaceutical companies have gotten a nice little, they've kind of gotten a slide on this whole thing.
Yeah, they've gotten a pass by the sounds of it.
So, it's a scary thing. And then, like I said, the West Wing episode, to get back to my original point, the West Wing episode talked about how you bog down a good idea with process stories. So the people don't actually understand. So people don't know or understand the actual. They don't hear the actual stuff that's going on. All they are is worried about the process stories. And that's what the Republicans have successfully, in my opinion, so far, what they have successfully done with. But I don't even think you can give the credit to the Republicans. I mean, they create the talking points. But I think the money is coming from the insurance companies who don't want to get less money. So there's the point I'm making, is the process. Whenever you start hearing about process, you know that they're trying to get you talking about anything but the good parts of the bill. Like I said, the Democrats didn't, in 2004, they didn't want to bring up the whole everybody's going to get a check. They talked about the process. Now, the Republicans don't want to bring up the whole everyone will pay less money for health care, so talk about the process. And I think it's very sad that that's what's come in this country.
Well, it's kind of like politics is kind of like magicians. It's sleight of hand. It's look at me hand when something else is going on in my pocket. It's always the way, no matter where you are in the world, sadly. That is fact.
I've said it dozens of times on this show. Dozens of times on this show, our politics in this country have become like sports. We don't just believe in opinions or philosophies. We root for a team. It's very sad. Very sad. I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but Hillbilly Joe has just come online.
That's all.
Oh, God.
Did you notice that?
Yep.
Hillbilly Joe has come online. Maybe we can actually call him and get him to.
He won't do it, right?
And get him to do the current events quiz.
We live in hope.
His previous
no, we don't.
His previous appearance most listened to show in the history of this program.
What you need to do, Ray, is have him go up against somebody. Have him go up against Gully on American Politics. I bet you Gully still wins.
Well, yeah, well, Gully will win because Gully actually reads. I tell you, Gully's probably more informed on American politics than most people in England because he does this show, so he reads up on stuff.
I'm reading a book at the moment about the build-up to the election and, you know, when he was made the main candidate, Obama, and versus the Clintons, and when Hillary Clinton found out that, you know, he'd been up to mischief again, and, you know, all the background stories behind it. So, yeah. You know, I know quite a bit, so.
So, you know, it's such a frustrating time in this country. It really is a frustrating time. I'll tell you the book that looks good, and I just want to recommend this book because I think I'm going to get it. Michael Lewis is the guy who wrote The Blind Side.
Mm-hmm.
But he's written a bunch of different books on various subjects. His latest book is about the 2007 subprime home or the subprime mortgage crisis that led to this mess we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
His book is about how this all came to be. And the book centers on, this is pretty interesting stuff, the book centers on these guys that saw it coming, and this one guy in particular who saw it coming, predicted it, and then bet against it and became a billionaire. So I want to get this book. I want to read it. It looks really cool. So I just want to get
I shall keep a lookout for that.
I just want to get that out there because I'm sure Hillbilly Joe is also reading this book as well because he's very.
I heard he's done the foreword on it.
Right. Yeah. Hillbilly Joe's very up on these things. So I'm trying to call Joe to see if we can get hold of him. I don't know. He doesn't seem to be answering.
Says he's connected.
Joe, are you there?
Good morning, Vietnam.
Oh,
how you doing, Mr. Lytle?
Oh, my God, he's actually there.
I'm six beers to the goat.
What happened to you Monday and Tuesday?
Monday, well, remember, I forgot the time Monday.
All right.
Did your kids go to school on time Monday?
I don't know. When I woke up, nobody was there. So either they walked to school or the old lady got them. I don't know.
And what happened Tuesday? You called me Monday, said you'd be on Tuesday, and you were nowhere to be found.
But no, actually, I called you Tuesday because I figured I was going to call you that night. I ended up falling asleep and didn't wake up till 9 o'clock that night.
Way to go, Joe.
Well, you know, he's a very busy man. He's a very busy man. He's got a full schedule, sometimes he needs a nap. You know, he's got work. I mean, he's got... I don't know what he's got, but he's got something.
He's not busy at all.
Mr. Gorilla knows my schedule. He's doing great.
Are you ready to take the current event quiz?
Let's hit it. I'm happy today.
Why are
I'm
you
very
happy?
Very happy today.
Why are you happy?
I spent time with my youngest boy all day.
Why wasn't he at school?
He had a specialist eye doctor to see.
Oh, he was at the doctor today?
Yeah.
So why are you happy?
I got to spend time with my son.
That's what makes you happy?
Well, yeah, that made me happy. We got paid.
Did the doctor rule him eligible for Social Security or something? Is that why you're happy? Is that why you're happy? Something like that happened? Was there
the one that already gets SSI.
Oh, was that the one? Was that the good news in your life that
he managed to pawn him in for money to get beer.
Is that the good news?
Well, I was just happy spending time with my son today. I even took him out for lunch, and we had a great time. And
I thought you were happy that he was labeled as disabled or something.
Someone to go to the fridge for you when you want more beer as well, I suppose.
Yeah, the best part is his kid can get him a beer when he wants one.
Oh, yeah.
He does that anyway. He even wants to open them for me.
Were you hopeful that the doctors would diagnose him as having something wrong so you can get the SSI?
You know, to be honest with you, about 8 years ago when he was diagnosed with SSI disability,
Right.
When he was diagnosed with it, we didn't even think about even SSI because we didn't think he could get it. So we wasn't even – that was way off on our mind until we had some friends that had kids that had the same problem, and they were going to say, yeah, do it. I mean, you can get it.
Well, congratulations.
Went Aaron, he got it. The oldest boy didn't, and we've been still fighting – well, for about close to 8 years now.
And their disability is?
ADHD and COPD.
Is a bad parent?
COPD.
They have SPS, right? Shitty parent syndrome?
No, I was going to put that one down, but I decided not to.
No.
Because I said if I put that down, then we would have to get it too. And I you know.
What do they have? They have AD, what is it?
ADHD.
ADHD, which is alcoholic. Alcoholic, drunk,
homosexual.
Alcoholic, drunk, homosexual dad disease, which is horrible.
Yep. No, you wouldn't want that.
It's the worst disease you can ever have.
Angry, drunk, homosexual dad disease. That's a horrible, horrible disease that those children have.
I feel for their plight.
Oh, hey, Joe, let's get into the. Enough of my teasing you.
You know, I'm in a happy mood. That actually kind of funny. You know, I was thinking you guys would say, like, I'm a Hungarian, Ethiopian person.
Angry,
like,
angry, okay. Drunk, homosexual dad disease. That's pretty quick, ADHD. I pulled it off the top of my head. I want to take credit for that. Let's get right to the current events quiz. Joe, these are things that have happened in the last couple of weeks, things that everyone has talked about in the news. These are questions that every average American should know. These questions. Here's how it works, people. I will ask Joe a question. I will give Gully and Gorilla and everybody in the chat room a chance to guess whether Joe will get the question correct or incorrect. It's time to take the current events quiz. All right, Joe. We'll go back a couple weeks. Joe, what movie won the Best Picture Oscar? At the Oscars, the Academy Awards, what movie won the Best Picture? Gorilla, is Joe going to know this answer?
No, I don't think he's going to, actually.
Gully.
Because he didn't even know the Oscars were on.
Gully, will he know this answer?
He will get it horribly, terribly wrong.
And people in the chat room, make your guesses now. Will Joe know what movie won the Best Picture at the Academy Awards? Joe, what movie won the Best Picture Oscar?
Should I give him like a little bit more, a few more seconds to answer?
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay. Two parts. One, Gorilla is right. I didn't watch it, but I've heard a lot about this one show, one movie. Take that back. Movie. I can't think of the name, but I can tell you it is a true story about this heavyset black woman. If I'm right, I think her name was like Princess or something like that. It was about her true story.
So your guess is the movie Princess.
Because I can't think of the name of the movie because it's been on, I mean, morning shows, new. I mean, it's been on every channel that I see. And I'm going to say it's about that true story of that big black woman that got beat up when she was a kid and on up. It was her first movie that she's ever made.
All right. So Joe says, Princess! Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. No, you're thinking of the movie Precious.
Precious, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still wrong.
But Precious did not win. Sorry,
what?
Joe. The movie that won the Best Picture at the Oscars was a movie called The Hurt Locker.
What the hell is that?
The Hurt
Locker. Oh,
about
God,
it's about disposal
no.
Guys in Iraq.
Yeah, it was about these guys in Iraq. Who are in the,
I never seen it.
The guys in the Army or Marines, whatever, in Iraq, and their job is to find roadside bombs and defuse them. It's actually an incredible movie.
Great film.
All right, Joe, question number two.
Shoot me.
Question.
I thought he was going to say Avatar.
No, I don't even think he knows what that is.
No.
Joe, what is
that thing on a computer?
What's Avatar?
The thing on a computer.
All right.
Amazing.
Joe, question number two. A congressman a congressman in Washington, D.C., resigned last week after allegations of homosexual sexual harassment and tickle fighting amongst young male staffers surfaced. Among other things, this New York congressman had to step down. He's been talked about everywhere on every news channel, Saturday Night Live, every talk show in America, even this program. What is the name of the congressman at the heart of the tickle-fighting allegations? Will he get it right, Gully?
Nope, not a chance.
Will he get it right, Gorilla?
Nah.
People in the chat room, will Joe get the question correct? And Joe, what is the name of the former congressman from New York who was involved in the tickle fighting allegations?
Rob Gavoy, bitch.
And I'm sorry, your guess again was?
Rob Gavoy, bitch.
Rod.
Oh, gee, you
Blagojevich,
are a moron.
For starters, Blagojevich was not a congressman. I guess at one point he was, but he was not a the congressman. The person who we're looking for is Eric Massa. Blagojevich is the former governor of Illinois, Joe.
Do you know every political question you ask Joe, he'll reply with Blagojevich at some stage?
You're right. Every single time you get asked a political question, you say and you pronounce his name incorrectly, but you always say Rod Blagojevich.
It's because he's the only person I see in the news that's always on.
Joe, current events quiz, question number 3. There's a new product from Apple that just went on sale. It broke records for first-day pre-orders. What is the name of the new product by the company Apple that is soon going to be available for the public? Gorilla, will Joe get this question right?
No.
Gully, will Joe get this question right?
If he gets it right, it's more luck than judgment, so I'm going to say he's going to get this right, surprisingly enough.
Sean Balint, will Joe get this question right?
Not a chance.
And people in the chat room, go ahead and put your answer in. By the way, Cowboy Volk, 100% perfect, which I don't know how hard that is to be. All right, Joe.
I'm credit.
Joe, what's the name of the new product by the company Apple?
Well, with computers and all that, I should know this one. Hopefully it was the iPad.
Your guess is the iPad?
Yep.
You know what?
Gully, 100%.
I actually don't. I don't have a sounder for when he gets one right. Now that I think about it, we've never needed it before. He actually use the bell, please, Gorilla.
Here. 2 weeks ago, I got three right.
Hold on, Joe. He had a Gorilla.
You got two right.
Yeah, we need Gorilla's bell because.
That is a gay bell.
I want you to take a look at this bell. I'll put it up on my camera quick. Take a look at this. This was a gift to me.
That's a very nice bell.
That's a very brass bell.
I don't know what happened to I had a bell. I don't know what happened to it. You're right. I don't have you know what? I actually don't have a sound effect for when Joe is correct because I'm so used to him being incorrect.
You're not the only one.
Never underestimate the drunken retard.
All right, here we go.
Next question.
Here we go. Joe. Current events quiz continues. An NFL quarterback, a Super Bowl winning NFL quarterback, was recently accused of sexual assault in Georgia. This could be very damning for this quarterback if he is found guilty of this. He's a hero. for many people, but he might soon also be a rapist. What is the name of the NFL quarterback currently facing charges of committing sexual assault? A gully. Will Joe get it right?
This is a tough one. Yes. I think yes again.
Gorilla. Will Joe get the question right?
I think if he gets it right, he'll mispronounce his last name.
Everybody in the chat room, make your guesses. Sean, what do you think?
I think he'll miss it.
Joe, what is the name of the NFL quarterback who is currently being accused of committing a sexual assault?
Michael Vick.
No.
Very sorry.
Yes, because you can mispronounce Michael Vick so easily.
You can when you've got no teeth.
You're all right. Well, maybe I shouldn't take time getting that you're right sounder. Sean, what's the name of the actual quarterback?
Ben Roethlisberger.
That's right, Ben Roethlisberger. How do you not know Ben Roethlisberger?
He's white or black?
He's white.
Oh.
A lot of black guys named Roethlisberger? All right, Joe, here we go. Next question. This is a current events question for the world, and surprisingly, another sports question, but hey, it's top of the news. A player who many people have called one of the best soccer players to ever play the game was recently injured and will not be participating on his country's World Cup team. He's one of the most popular soccer players alive today. And he has ruptured his Achilles tendon and will be unable to play in the World Cup. From a world perspective, this is one of the most reported stories of the last week. Gully, will Joe know the name of this athlete?
No, he will not.
Gully, Gorilla, will Joe know?
I think he will.
Sean, will Joe have any idea who this athlete is?
No, I think this is the toughest one of the field. No.
Yeah, this. I think this. You're right. I think this is. I agree. I think this. Well, there's one more that's coming up that's pretty tough. There's one that's really easy, and then there's one more that's really tough. I don't think that Joe will know this. Joe, what is the name of this athlete who will be missing the World Cup? This is one of the most reported stories in the world in the last week.
Very big news.
What is the name, Joe?
You said soccer, right?
Soccer, yes.
Soccer. Well, in every news that I've seen, I've never seen anything about soccer, so my answer is I don't know.
I didn't think there was any way in hell.
He is the most soccer player in the world.
He's the most famous. He's one of the most famous athletes in the world, Joe.
Sorry, I don't watch guys going around kicking their balls up and down the damn field.
Pepe is probably like the...
Except when they're doing your wife.
That's the point.
Sean, who is this world famous soccer player?
Vended like David Beckham, baby.
That's right, David Beckham.
How the hell would I be able to sit there and say his name?
David Beckham. His wife is Posh Spice. He literally is one of the most recognizable faces on the planet, Joe.
The guy has friends like Tom Cruise.
Heard of David Beckham?
No, honestly, I never have.
He was on England's World Cup team, plays for the LA Galaxy, plays for Real Madrid.
I don't watch soccer.
Was he a Manchester at one point?
I know who David Beckham is.
You have no idea who David Beckham is.
No, I swear to, I'm 100% honest to God, I've never heard the name.
I don't know who said it, but yeah, he's friends with Tom Cruise.
Do you know who Wayne Gretzky is?
Yes, he's a hockey guy.
Do you watch hockey?
No, honestly, I don't.
Okay, so David Beckham is like to soccer.
Yeah, what Gretzky was to hockey. You're right. That's a good comparison.
He's the ambassador to the game.
He was one of People Magazine's sexiest men, right, for consecutive years or something.
Yeah, how does that? I mean, I know he like peruses that for dates.
Yes.
But.
No, I mean, I don't think anybody. There's people who've never watched soccer in their life. They know who David Beckham is. All right, Joe. Two more questions.
I'm sorry, I didn't know who he was.
That's all right. I'm surprised you got one. Here we go, Joe.
Paul Jim.
Oh, Joe. Going on right now in the United States of America, Congress is arguing about a bill they're hoping to turn into a law. It's the talk of this country. Joe, what is the current bill that Congress is preparing to put up for a vote that everybody's talking about? What is the bill about? Gorilla, will he get it right?
He freaking better.
Gully, will he get it correct?
I don't think he will. I'll give you the clue, Joe. It's not about Rob Blagojevich.
Sean.
Jackass.
Sean, will Joe get this correct?
I doubt it. Doubt it. Seriously doubt it. There's an outside chance, though.
See, this to me is the easiest question. Yeah. I think this is even easier than the iPad.
This is what just talked about it.
And Gorilla's right. He better. I mean, it would be disgusting if he doesn't get this. It would just be sad. Everybody, even in the chat room, there are some people guessing he's going to get this correct. Joe, what is the bill that is in Congress that they're getting ready to put for a vote?
For the channel that I watch for all my news, the only thing that I've seen a lot that they've been trying to get passed and been bitching about and going on for months of, and that is medical bill, as I will call it.
What?
Medical insurance. You know, the insurance for...
Oh, God.
That's the only thing that I have seen a lot about that they're trying to pass to make everybody
We need specific wording for this.
This is what happens when you have the Cartoon Network as your news source. Captain Caveman can't help you now, Joe. Come on, spit it out.
I wish I was watching Captain Caveman.
So, I mean, Joe, what is your final answer?
I call it the medical insurance bill is what I call it. I can't think of the exact words. It's the same thing of what they call it. They use these big old. If it's more than four letters, I can't pronounce or say it.
Hey, Sean, should I accept this? Should I accept Joe's answer?
Good old Sean.
You know what? I'll be honest. I would say yes. I mean, he's kind of, he might be a little off a little bit, but he's in the vicinity.
Gorilla, what's the three words I was looking for?
Health care reform.
Health care reform. I'll accept it, Joe. What the hell?
I was going to say it's the same thing. Health care, medical, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but
we're great on the curve here.
All we've heard is health care reform. How could you not get health care reform? By the way, you are 2 out of 6, Joe. Your final question. Final question. Good luck.
I'm gonna try for 3 out of 7.
I hope you can get this. This would be impressive. Joe, there is something going on right now called the NCAA tournament.
Carol Marie, you better get out of that damn bedroom with all them teams. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
This is the NCAA tournament. It's going on right now. It's a basketball tournament.
I know what it is.
It's going to be on TV a bunch of days. The NCAA tournament is 64 teams broken into 4 different regions. Every region has a number one seed. Joe, can you name for me 2 of the 4 number one seeds? Can you name 2 of the 4 number one seeds? Sean, is Joe going to get any of these right?
Oh, man, I think you'll get 1.
Gully, will Joe get any of these right?
I won't, and I don't think he will either.
Gorilla, will Joe get any of these right?
I don't give a flying monkey crap. He got the healthcare one right.
And people in the chat room, will Joe get this question correct? All right, Joe. Here's the, you know, the question. Name one, or name two, of the four number one seeds of the NCAA tournament.
You know I'm going to get this wrong, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to destroy my body on this. I just seen this morning. But my two guesses are going to be Washington State and Kansas State.
You know what, Ray? Before you do this, I'm going to go ahead and say my two number one seeds are to win in March are the Undertaker and Triple H. Because they are just as right as Joe's answers.
Thing is, he's going to win by interference because the little leprechaun's going to run in.
All right, so Joe, you said you're saying
Washington State.
Washington State, which, by the way, not even in the NCAA tournament, okay.
We'll see, like I said, and in Kansas City State.
And Kansas City State actually isn't a college. There's no such thing called Kansas
City. Oh, I knew I was going to get this way. Right.
It's a dial-up internet-only college.
Can I actually take a real stab?
Joe, the four number one seed.
Wait. Let me take a real stab. I'm going to see if I can get two of them.
Okay.
I'm going to say Kentucky.
Yeah.
And Duke.
Yes, you got them.
Holy
Kentucky,
crap.
That was
Gully, like, you know what? Gully is in England. He admitted to me yesterday he's never watched basketball in his life. He has probably seen at least one of the number one seeds. Having never watched the sport in his life, could probably find one of the number one seeds.
I can't
believe if they quit Googling the damn questions, they wouldn't even get them.
Joe... Here's the number one seeds. Kansas, Kentucky, Syracuse, and Duke.
I never would have gotten
Kentucky two. Kentucky State, and you said I was wrong.
You didn't say Kentucky State. You said Kansas City State, and there's no such thing as Kansas City State.
Okay, that's right. Kansas State, so it's the same thing.
And Kansas State is actually a number two seed, completely different from Kansas, which is a number one seed. Those are two different schools. Joe, you got it wrong. That means you got two out of eight. And I got to be honest, I'm shocked. I thought you'd get one out of eight. You surprised me with the iPad.
Joe, you started so well last time, and this time you've actually got more pick as the time has gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. You got two out of eight. Once again, Hillbilly Joe with the current events quiz. Very good.
All I got to say is at least I tried. And you know what? I'm thinking about changing my news channel in the morning because them sons of bitches are getting all my damn questions wrong.
Nickelodeon's good, Joe.
I'm going to send an email to their Twitter tomorrow morning telling them, you stupid sons of bitches, I've got damn world news and I'm giving the answers you give it, you wrong cuck, bugger, bugger, booger.
You want to send that email to Oscar the Grouch?
I have no idea what he's talking about. Driving me crazy.
Give me a new sounder, Ray.
Unbelievable.
I thought of FU being on FM, and I tried to bite my tongue and put other words in the words I was actually supposed to be saying.
Thank you, Joe.
Well done, Joe.
Here's Gorilla.
March 18th, 2010, Ray. Emily Joe gets two out of seven questions right.
Two out of eight.
Two out of eight,
yeah. Horrible.
That's even worse.
Damn, God can't even sit there and count. Horrible. You talk about me being dumb.
More of an idiot than you was the last time,
It's shocking to me. I actually thought, I'll be honest, I thought you would actually get the words health care reform. I actually bet that you would get it right.
He's gradually drinking away his brain cells, and he'll get less questions each week.
Hey, guys, a couple things I want to point out. We were approached by the Stitcher application about airing our show. Stitcher is available on iPhone, Android, Windows, or smartphone, any kind of smartphone, BlackBerry, It's available on pretty much every single mobile device. If you have a mobile device and you'd like to hear this show in your car, you will be able to very soon. You will be able to very soon. And at that point, you will listen. You can listen to us whenever you want.
That's good news.
Whenever you want. So this is happening soon. I got the email, emailed them back. We've started the whole process of getting this all worked out. We will soon be available on the Stitcher app. So I recommend if you have iPhone or Android or BlackBerry, look for the app from the company called Stitcher. And you will be able to get your Chubby Ray Live on demand whenever you want it. So we're very, very excited about it. We're going to be on Stitcher. So
cool.
That's very good news for us, all right?
And now, the live shows, or would that be
it'll be both. It will be both.
Oh, sweet. Hey, Bubba, we need to go to On Demand. We can get the Ray Lotto show live on demand.
No idea what we're talking about. All right.
No,
it'll be. It's on your phones, Joe. It's forget about it. Anyway.
Oh.
Don't explain it to
Nantong.
I don't think he does. Anyway, all right. So that's coming very soon. We're working things out with them. I've done most of the stuff I could do. I have to do. There's something I got to set up on a server that I don't quite understand. But if I can get that worked out, we'll get it taken care of. So there you go.
I am proud of you, Ray. You're doing very, very great. I'm really proud. Yes, Ray Lotto Show. Woo!
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Go back to
Don't get out of my damn room!
Here's Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
Yes, Gorilla.
Ray, can you see the guy on my camera there?
I do see you put up a picture of a very handsome gentleman.
This gentleman is actually... from one of our previous stories that we told last week from a gentleman who had stabbed another gentleman with a meat thermometer in the theater.
Yes.
Oh. This gentleman's name is Landry Bullard, 39, taken into custody 2 p.m. on Wednesday when they got an anonymous tip that this is the gentleman that stabbed the other gentleman with the meat thermometer.
So this is the stabber.
Yes, this is the guy who stabbed the other guy with a meat thermometer.
Very nice.
Still not clear why he had a meat thermometer.
Not sure.
I don't think he gets sense out of him.
I don't know why you do. Yeah, who carries a meat thermometer around?
Someone like that, obviously.
Of all things to carry around, why a meat thermometer? I don't.
He's got really them crazy eyes as well. Sure. That's probably why.
More news with the Gorilla. We got time for a couple more stories.
Then let's get a couple of Craigslist stories, shall we?
I would love to hear a Craigslist story.
What do you look for when you go on Craigslist, right?
Yeah, I hate to admit, I'm not a big Craigslist user. I've sold some stuff on Craigslist, but I'm not a big Craigslist user.
Well, a gentleman decided he was going to make some money by selling his son, named Gavin, for $5,000.
Sell his son?
Yes, from Spokesman, I think it's Washington. Yes, he tried to put up his son on Craigslist, 4 years old, and tried to sell him for $5,000.
What the hell is wrong?
You know
why
he didn't go on eBay? Because he didn't want to pay the fees.
Well, fees are a lot on selling a kid.
Oh, yeah, $5,000. Yeah, that's like $2,000 in fees.
Damn eBay, they'll rape you blind.
Oh, yeah. Got to find a new kid to sell to pay the fees.
And you've always got to use the United States mail service. The little kids suffocate. Yeah, you got to give a refund.
Well, you poke holes in the box for you. Give them a sandwich, you'll be fine.
Big. That's a lot of work.
Poke some packages. It's going to be about $10,000.
All right, let's get another story. Here's Vanilla Gorilla.
Clinton Danner, Ray, from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Has been charged with pimping his wife out on Craigslist for sex.
Really?
They found out when she told her dad that the quote-unquote a nice guy that she had married has been selling her on Craigslist.
So what, he puts her up? Like anyone can have sex with her for a fee or something? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yes. Apparently, the gentleman, 32, his name, of course, is Clinton Danner, and the girl, who is 17.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes, right.
So he sells her on Craigslist.
Yes.
This is like Joe, except Joe doesn't charge. Joe doesn't give money for.
I'm going to come clean now. Okay.
I'd rather you didn't come at all.
I'm sorry, but I had to do that because we were hurting for a little bit of money. I had to make some money, so I had to lie about the age and.
No, but I mean this is.
I take it back, Ray. She's not 17. She's 21. They've been married for 4 years. They've been married since she was 17.
But this is, I mean, it's not illegal. If he would have said, hey, who wants to have sex with my wife?
Right.
And he did not charge money, it would not be illegal, right?
Right.
The fact that he charged money is what made it illegal.
Now, Ray, there's a picture that goes along with them, too.
All right.
I want to put this up.
I'd love to see these pictures, yes.
He's not a horrible looking gentleman here. He's
well,
this is the guy.
Yeah, he's not too weird looking, no.
No, but let me do a little here and get the hat.
If he were to grow out his mustache and get a hat.
Ah, I'm seeing something now.
Oh my God, he looks just like Cowboy Volk.
Hey. There we have it. Cowboy Volk's a picture.
No, I know. Oops, crap.
You're absolutely correct. If you put a cowboy hat on him.
Yeah, and normally I do this just as a joke, but this guy really looks like.
He really does look like Cowboy Volk. And you got
to know where he gets up to.
Gorilla, it's got to be a white. It's got to be. If it's Cowboy Volk, then. It's got to be a white hat, you know.
Well, I can do that, too.
Because Volk wears that white hat.
I can put any color hat on it I want. Hold on. Let me get that picture up again.
God, yeah, I know, you son of a bitch. You were doing it to some of my pictures that you weren't supposed to, either.
Hold on, here we go.
That's an awful. No, Kitty, shut up. We're not going to go into life
and time. Can't you put it in a box or something and keep it quiet?
And then
see now we're all drawing hats now.
Everybody gets cow. My hat looks more like a pirate hat.
It does actually.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm a pirate.
Oh, it's supposed to be white, wasn't it? Well, here we go. And then we'll fill it in with white.
There, I got my Cowboy Volk hat too.
And then he needs his sunglasses, right? Oh wait, quit doing that.
I'm Cowboy Volk. Hey, cowpokes. I don't know.
See, now we're all doing it now. Yeehaw.
Yep. There you go. I tried.
Well, we're all artists. I know that much.
Mm-hmm.
Mine looks awful. It looks like a cowboy hat with a bullet hole in the top.
There you go, Ray. Yeah. Look at that.
Did you put your did you put the Cowboy Volk hat on the? Now he does look. My God, he looks exactly like Cowboy Volk.
It's scary, isn't it?
It is very scary, though. Cowboy Volk, the pimp.
That's great.
Now, I normally, like I said, I normally do that as a joke and put it on there. But I saw this guy's picture. I'm like, dude, that looks just like Cowboy Volk.
That's fantastic. All right.
My hat looks like something Yosemite Sam would wear. It's rather big.
Sorry, Kelly Hook.
Shall we get one more?
You want another story?
Yeah, we
got time. I think we should.
We're running late, but we got. That's a lot.
Well, let's do this, Ray.
All right.
Let's answer the question again. Let's say, Ray, you had a drug problem, and you got caught, and you went to jail, and you got out of jail, and part of your probation was you had to take drug tests, and you go take your drug test, and you pass. What's the last thing you do?
If you pass the, what was that again? If you pass a drug test, what?
Yeah, you get a clean drug test after it's court ordered. You have to take drug tests. You get a clean one. What's the last thing you do?
Well, you go do drugs, I guess.
Well, Michael Edwin Berg also believed that was the case, Ray. The only problem for him was he decided that instead of just normal, like, drug usage, he decided to do all the drugs he's missed and the time, which caused to his overdose and eventual death.
Oh, my God, what's wrong with these people?
I'm not sure.
Moderation.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Liquid morphine, vodka, pill.
Mm, who doesn't?
And then death, right? He went out.
Imagine how high he was, though, just before he dropped dead. He's going to be way up there.
Unbelievable.
Breaking news. The gentleman did not die from the drugs. He died from seeing goalie stripped naked on the corner.
Woo! Died from seeing goalie naked on chat roulette, did he?
Yep.
Joe, have you been on chat roulette yet?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, you've never gone to chat? You got to do that. You got to go to chat roulette.
Tell my folks wearing a black hat today. I changed it.
Yeah. If you get a chance, you got to.
I want Cowboy Volk to look directly into the camera.
He does. Cowboy Volk, you know, I'm looking now. He does look a lot like the guy.
Look at the camera. Come on. I want to see if this matches. Yep.
Look at him.
Oh, my God. It's him.
He does look sort of like
the pimp.
Yeah. The guy that's pimping out his woman.
Pimping them hoes.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, I'll take your pictures of your man and stuff, and, you know, I'll let you sleep with my wife.
Not bad. All righty. Well, there you go. It's, we're running 11 minutes late already, so I probably should move along.
Huh. Yeah, because he forgot one funny story that was in the Illinois Times.
I'm sorry, what state do we live in again? What is that?
Illinois.
Okay.
Sure.
It was about a Morphodite who lost his penis.
A Morphodite?
You know what? I'll call back in tomorrow, and I will read the story. Right. It is funny as hell.
Well, we'd love to hear the story of the...
You know what, Ray? I don't know if I'll be able to make it tomorrow's show. You might as well have Joe come on and do the news.
Oh, no.
No, we can't let that happen.
I've even got a better one, Ray.
Mr. Gorilla, I tune into the show just for your news.
You know, Ray, I got a better one. Is you should have love songs calling and singing the news.
Oh, no.
I will quit listening to Ray if he does.
No. We don't need love songs.
I think we should put a stop to that right there. That idea is...
The news is a battlefield.
No, we don't need love songs calling in. We're fine without love songs calling in.
Him or that damn Gertner guy.
Yeah. We'll be you know, ever since we moved to afternoons, you know who we lost?
Thank God.
We lost Buckskin.
Because
Buckskin could not be out in the afternoons with us. But when Buckskin would call in, he was always entertaining. But I believe he listens to the program on the whatchamacallit, the podcast.
Have you still,
so let me say hello to him.
Have you still got voicemail facility on your Skype number?
I do, yes. Yeah, then he should. You're right.
Call in
they
and leave messages.
You guys are right. You should call in and leave messages. If you are listening to the podcast or somebody you'd like to call in, that's a very good idea. If you feel like it, you can always feel free to call 217-883-4667 whenever you want, and we will play your voicemail if you want to. You know.
What about PS Bob doing the mail or the news?
I'm sorry. What?
P.S. Bob can do the news.
You know, P.S. Bob's another one who has told me he'd love to be on the show, but the new time affects him.
That son of a bitch is drunk from the time he wakes up to the time he goes to bed. He's probably sleeping right now.
No, he actually has a job, and he's working.
He's probably at work.
But I think if If he has a day off, I think he would gladly.
Was that, Ray?
That was a picture of Jennifer Aniston.
Nice.
I couldn't tell who it was. It's just a butt.
Yeah, that was Jennifer Aniston. That was a picture I got of Jennifer Aniston bending over while surfing, or she's doing some kind of surf paddling thing. I just like that picture, so I put it up for everybody to see. While I'm playing with this camera thing. All right, well, we should get out of here. Show's officially over. We'll be back tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Central Time. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Hillbilly Joe for playing Current Events Quiz.
Boo.
Thanks to Sean Valent and everybody else. No thanks to Love Songs.
Yeah, Love Songs.
Hey, enjoy the NCAA tournament. There actually might not be a show tomorrow. I'll let you know, Gully. Maybe we might not do a show, depending on the tournament and how my wife feels and all that stuff. But we should see you at least for a little bit. And there will be a brand new Dumb Media show that will be up and available for podcast later on tonight, too. All right, say goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Gorilla.
Goodbye, Gorilla.
Say goodbye, Gully.
Warsk.
Later, everybody. Goodbye. Talk to you. Bye-bye.